this moment. All the hits, all the laughs. Nikki and DeMello for breakfast.
The only way to wake up.
Coast FM.
Now, the great Dunny Hunt is on again.
The great Dunny Hunt.
With the public on the lookout for Australia's best public loo.
Oh, okay. So what is it? Can it be any public loo? Or does it have to be like on, you know, in a public space? Or can it be in, I don't know, when you go out?
Well, it could be, you know, a public loo with great facilities. Mm. Or it could be like a public loo with a view, like one of those remote ones somewhere. Yeah. Like it depends what you're up to. I mean, it could be the best baby changing station or clean or coming clean. That's where you start, clean. Really, don't you?
That definitely is the number one box for me.
Clean has toilet paper. Good. Yep, I'm down with that.
Wonderful.
But the point here is the Continence Foundation of Australia asked people to upload details to the National Public Toilet Map of any really amazing ones that they find. It's aiming to highlight the struggles felt by more than 5 million Aussies that live with incontinence, and of which they say 49% surveyed don't feel comfortable going on long trips without knowing where the first toilet stop may be.
Yeah, I mean, just in general, I think that stresses most people out.
Well, not every, there's certainly
for a certain amount of time. If you're out, you think, "Oh goodness, where's the toilet?
Where are the good facilities?
Yeah,
cause, you
and
know,
the nice ones."
Exactly. So, look, if you've come across an absolutely cracking public toilet, that you know, I mean, maybe the new. I haven't actually checked out the new ones. I know they've finished the new ones down on the foreshore. Finally,
have they?
Yes, they no longer have emergency tape around them or building tape.
Yeah, I mean that would maybe somebody check them out. Let us know.
Perhaps they're the ones that deserve top billing. Although it's not like they have like a spot where you can see, you know, the lovely estuary views.
But there I don't know if you'd want views, would you? Because then you'd be nervous that people could see in.
Not in that spot. That's probably not the room with the view that you're looking for. But like on a remote mountaintop or something, you know, you hear some of those really classic, well, occasionally you hear about amazing ones that, you know, they give you an amazing.
Yeah. Mind you, remote toilets often mean drop toilets and they go to the bottom of my list.
Well, and fair enough. Although sometimes at a pinch. Anyway, if you've come across one, if you Google the great Dunny Hunt, then, you know, this can be your thing. I know. I'm just pleased that somebody is mapping it. It's a bit like George in Seinfeld did this back in the day. Back in, you know, he knew where all the great toilets were around New York.
Yeah, he was onto it. Is there an app? Should do an app.
They should. That's right.
That would be amazing.
So the National Public Toilet Map. I'm not sure how it's available, whether or not it's just a website or not. But maybe you can design that app for them, Nikki.
Okay. Thanks. All right.
And by the way, too, Air New Zealand has retained its title as having the best economy class cabin in the world.
I've never flown Air New Zealand, but I have heard that they are excellent. Like they have those sky lounges.
Exactly. That was one of the things. To. They've got a sky couch and also sky nest beds. I don't know. These are new ones maybe. So they've got the sky couch, but sky nest beds, which basically look like, you know,
cocoons.
A bedroom.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a bed and a seat.
Goodness.
Yeah, I know. And
not business class?
These are economy. Yeah. You can just upgrade. And I think you can buy like a session in the bed.
Oh, okay.
I know. Yeah.
Interesting.
Like they talk about it being like 400 New Zealand dollars and you can, I don't know how long the session is, and then the lights come on to
politely. Do you get someone with it?
I think you have to bring your own company into that one. And then they change the sheets.
No, I don't like it. I don't like that.
Anyway.
Time's up. Next one in. That's just gross. It's yours the whole time. That's it.
I feel like you want that. But then I guess that would bump the price up somewhat. But it is the eighth time in the last decade that Air New Zealand has been recognised in the annual Airline Excellence Awards, while Singapore Airlines have been crowned Best First Class in 2024, in case you want to really push the boat out.
All right.
Because I don't know, but like...
Singapore's great.
Yeah. I have flown Singapore, obviously. I say obviously, not first class.
No.
Quite obviously not first class, but yeah, even economy was good.
Yeah, it's always nice. There you go.
No mention of Qantas in the article.
Mind you, I've always liked flying Qantas. It's not the flight that is bad. It's the organisation surrounding the flights that has been questionable.
Which, you know, I don't know whether that figures in the decisions or not, but it does for some. So, French waitstaff have raced through the streets of Paris for the annual Paris Waiters Race. for the first time in 13 years. It's actually something that goes back to like the 1900s or something. They've been doing it for quite a while.
Yeah.
But they balance a croissant, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
Say correct.
A croissant. I approve.
A coffee cup and a glass of water. And the fastest competitor from one of the Paris cafes and bistros took to the starting line on Sunday. It's 110 years old. There you go. So that's the deal. You've got to get across town without spilling anything. And it was used to promote this summer's Olympics, which is coming up in the city. So the rules are no spillage and no running.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Which, ironically, are the same rules I enforce in the gym and the bathroom.
No spills.
No running.
No running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, for life generally, you know.
It is a good motto, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
If you can help the folks at Refresh Community Showers, who are providing assistance to those in need, and there's a lot more of them than there have been in previous, you know, years, it's fair to say at the moment, they'd really appreciate donations of things from sleeping bags to toiletries and coffee. That's just like a smattering of the things. You can get the list in the What's On section of coastlive.com.au. Also, details on where you can drop that off.
Yep, nice.
April 3 today, it's World Cloud Security Day, a good day to make sure your info is safe.
Yes, sort out the passwords.
Two-factor authentication, all that kind of stuff. It's National Chocolate Mousse Day.
Delicious.
Quite self-explanatory, really.
So good.
World Party Day today. They say peace isn't the opposite of war, just the absence of war, and the opposite of war is actually to party. So,
you know what to do.
Today's the day. They want to organise a massive, synchronised, worldwide party to celebrate everything that's good and optimistic, and I can't argue with that.
Okay, let's party.
Yeah, and it's also World Aquatic Animal Day today.
Oh.
So shout out to all the narwhals and manatees out there. I know we're big in the aquatic overlooked community generally, so yeah.
What was that?
Narwhal. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Sounds different on land, though.
Nikki and DeMello's
Riddle Me This, Riddle Me That.
Riddle Me This.
That's it, riddle time. And Danielle from Medora Bay is our riddler today. Hey, Danielle.
Hello.
What's happening today in these, school holidays, I guess? Right? Have you got things planned?
We're just staying at home, going to the Giants.
Oh, cool.
Good choice.
Yeah, nice. Well, enjoy. On Friday, you could be scoring an awesome prize as well, thanks to Sick Hobbies.
Yeah, the Haynes 4-cylinder engine kit, so it's your chance to build and get your head around how car motors work. It could be really cool.
Could,
fingers crossed.
Take up a few days of the school holidays, perhaps.
Perhaps.
All right, good luck. Here's your riddle. When it's alive, we sing. When it's dead, we clap our hands. What is it?
Is it a birthday candle?
Birthday candles. When it's alive, we sing. Sing happy birthday. When the candles are blown out, we all clap our hands, don't we?
There you go. Is that...
It's a birthday candle.
Well done.
Nailed it.
Thank
Good
you.
Job.
We don't sing, but we also clap when someone gets a riddle right around here.
Yeah.
So we're halfway there. Danielle, well done. You're in the draw.
Thank you.
97.3
Coast FM.
Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed.
Coast Feed.
Go!
Seagulls Outdoor Furniture Sale is now on. See Seagulls Outdoor Furniture Superstore at Mandurah Home City. And once again, delivering entertainment to your door. Here's Nikki.
Thank you. Forbes has released its billionaires list for the year, with Tay-Tay making the cut this time round.
Yeah. I'm not sure that I'd call it a cruel summer, and I'm, to be honest, surprised that it's only here that she reaches the bill.
Well, yeah, she's finally, well, in Australian dollars, she is worth an estimated $1.6 billion.
Wow.
But she's, yeah, just kicked over $1.1 billion in US dollars. But, yeah, she's the first artist to achieve billionaire status solely on the basis of her music. Other artists like Rihanna and Jay-Z all are on the list, but they mostly make the list thanks to their fashion and alcohol brands or their entertainment holdings. Swift done it all on her music, pretty much.
Not even really branched out. She's pretty much just about music.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, she just sells her albums and her merch and stuff, but it's nothing actually... I can't think of any other brands she's a part of.
She doesn't have perfume.
No.
She doesn't have a sports range or shoes or any of that. Well, give it time.
Yeah, give it time. Why not? She also staged the first billion-dollar tour ever, the ongoing Eras Tour, boosted economies around the world. And in mere weeks, she will be raking in more dollars with a brand new album, The Tortured Poets Department.
Fantastic.
That is out April 19. Johnny Depp is back starring in the French flick Jean du Barry. Depp plays King Louis XV in the flick, based on the true story of du Barry, who used her charms and intelligence to climb the social ladder, then used her power to help immigrants flee the country during the French Revolution. Mm. She was eventually executed following accusations of treason. May have given away the end of the movie there, but this is her story. The whole movie is in French, so bear with us. Here's a little bit of the trailer.
Okay.
Le roi! Il faut que le roi rencontre Jeanne.
Jeanne du Barry!
Ne regardez pas le roi dans les yeux.
Nice.
Non, ne montre pas ses sentiments.
Exactly.
You get an idea anyway.
Yeah, Jean du Barry starring Johnny Depp is out in cinemas April 18th.
And he speaks French.
He speaks French the whole movie. Well, he's King Louis.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Talented man, isn't he?
I know. So, yeah, mate, I don't know, awards buzz? Can he make a comeback?
Surely this is the one.
God. And the first look at Joker for Lea Dew has been released with a poster of Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga in character. The world is a stage. Trailer April 9 is what the caption reads. So, the end of the week, we will have a trailer for the follow-up to Joker, which was released a few years ago now. Now, this will be a full musical flick, so it'd be very interesting to see how it works.
Yeah, it will.
But yeah, not too long to wait.
All right.
Nikki and DeMello.
Back tomorrow morning from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.